station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, May 31st.
Good morning.
Post-holiday Sammy. Tuesday.
I know. Long weekends.
And we're here. Stephanie is all the way back from Chicago just to entertain you this morning.
Well, I'll try. I'll try to do my best.
Well, welcome back, Stephanie.
Thank you.
And you're going to tell us all about your trip, I'm sure.
I am going to tell everybody, not us, tell everybody out there.
But you're back in one piece, and that's what's important.
I am.
We would not want you to come back any less than what you are.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So now you're an official godmother, right?
Yes, I am an official godmother.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's just awesome.
Like we said, whatever that means, right?
Well, I was actually right. Yes, remember?
So you're like the spiritual guide for the baby.
I'm the spiritual guide, and then if anything's to happen... to the parents, then the child belongs to me and the godfather.
Really?
But that's so weird because he lives in, you know, in the Midwest and I live out here. Like, Cecile picked me up last night and she was asking me, she's like, what, how does that work if, like, you know, because they did a movie with Katherine Heigl actually about this like a year ago, her and Josh Duhamel, and they were godparents to their best friends, and then the parents died and they got custody of the child. So they came together and raised it. And of course they fall in love because they're both so hot and, you know, that works out that way, but because that's in the movies. But I just wonder how that would work out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that would be.
Well, I don't know. But what happens to the grandparents? They don't get a say so in it?
Yeah, I really have no idea.
Wow.
I just know that that's the deal.
It's amazing it would go to someone who's not really family as opposed to the grandparents.
Yeah, I don't make the rules.
I just go along for the ride.
Right. So I just know that if something was to happen that, you know, she would be left.
You might actually have a child.
And she is so perfect and gorgeous. And I mean, I'm a little biased, but she's amazing.
Yeah.
And she's such a happy baby. And I got to hold her. And she had, I don't know if you know, you have kids. So they have that baby smell.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Of course.
It's the greatest smell in the world.
Yeah.
And my father and I are absolutely obsessed with it. And we just will smell babies' heads all the time. And I just was holding her. And I, you know, I fed her. I changed her. I put her to bed. And she just, oh, God, she smells so wonderful. And she's so happy, and she smiles, and she laughs. And I adore her. She's perfect.
Yeah.
So
how old is she now?
She's 4 months now.
Oh, 4 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what the time frame is as far as baptisms go. I don't.
Right.
I'm so new at all this stuff. But but I will tell you this. So I have a little funny story. So I fly in Saturday at, like, 4. And my mom and Crystal, my brother's girlfriend, picks me up, and we have like a girls' night because my dad's away for the weekend, basketball tournament. Okay, so.
Really, you're going all the way back and you didn't get to see him?
Well, no. He came home Sunday.
Oh, nice. Okay. I know, it would have been disappointing, huh?
To go all the way back and not see your dad. My dad's said grandparents or immediate family would have legal rights.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pops. Okay. So, So, yeah, so we have a girls' night Saturday. We go shopping. It's great. We watch Oprah, her last show.
I finally got
to see the Oprah shows,
which
were amazing.
They played it a million times.
I know, and I cried. Did you watch it?
Just parts of it.
I cried.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Well, okay. I'm sure a lot of people have. A lot of women.
Probably. Well, it's just, you know, it's huge after 25 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I liked her last show. I really liked what she was saying.
Yeah.
I agree with a lot of the things she says, like, about energy and love and all this. Anyway, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I cried. So we had a girls' night. Anyway, then Sunday, Lauren's mom, she picks me up to go to the baptism. Mm-hmm. So first we go to Lauren's house and we're getting little Emily ready for her day. And we show up there. And now my mom had bought me this beautiful dress the night before. Like,
nice.
I know. My mom's so great. She takes me shopping always. And she bought me this beautiful dress to wear. And, you know, so I'd look fancy and stuff on Sunday. So, it was pretty, everyone was not too expensive. I don't want my dad to freak out. It was, you know, it was, but she spent a little bit of money. Yeah. Anyway, so she, you know, nice, just black kind of conservative dress, but I loved it. Anyway, so we go to Lauren's house. Then we're getting her ready, and then I'm driving now to the church with her dad and her grandma. Mm-hmm. I go to sit in the car. As I sit down, I hear my dress rip.
Oh, my God.
In the back. And yeah. I was like, oh, my God. So I
felt... It was one of those tight dresses?
It was fitted, but it wasn't like where I couldn't move. But
right.
Apparently, like, I didn't think to hike my dress up high enough to sit down.
Oh, wow.
So when I sat, my legs kind of went out, and it ripped. And I was like, fuck, no. And so I was, like, freaking out. And so I said to Lauren's dad, I was like, Mr. Zivic, I think that my dress just ripped. And I know I've known him for so long. He's just, like, my second father. So he was like... Oh, no. He goes, okay, well, when we get to the church, just ask Lauren to see if it's bad, and then we'll go from there. So I start to go into the church. Now, all these people are gathered, people we don't know, because they're baptizing three different kids that day.
I see. Okay.
So I run in there, and I'm, like, standing, like, in the corner because I'm terrified of what my dress looks like in the back.
Yeah.
So I was like, Lauren, come here. And she runs over and I'm like, my dress just ripped in the car. And she's like, turn around. So she looks and it's definitely ripped. And she's like, okay, you're okay. Yeah. She's like, just don't bend over. Just don't. She's like,
don't move.
And she's like, and if you sit, just kind of hike it up a little bit because it looks like it's going to go more if you move
right.
at all. So now I'm literally like, I say to her sister, I was like, Kristen, can you like sit behind me? Can you make sure when I stand up, like there's nothing showing? She's like, yeah. So now I'm just terrified. I'm trying to like turn so nobody can see. And I'm like standing on the edge. Like I'm just freaking out the whole time. Right. So the baptism's beautiful. It's awesome. Anyway, so everything goes fine. Okay. Then once it's done, I get back in the car. I sit down again. My dress fucking splits again.
Oh, God.
And this time, it goes all the way up, and now my ass is completely hanging out. Completely hanging out. And when I sat in the car, I was like, oh, my God, Mr. Zivic, it split again. And he is dying laughing. So now we get back to the house, and we're like the first people to arrive back at the house because there's a luncheon after.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, okay, so I literally, people are coming, and I decide to hold the door and just hold my dress shut in the back because if I walk, people can see my ass. Like, it is hanging out. And it's not just her family. Like, it's all these people that went for it. So it's some of her, like, her uncle and her aunt and cousins. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is a disaster. So people are like, I'm holding the door, and I think one of her uncles was like, he goes, oh, I'll get it. I was like, no, I'm good. Just go on in. I'm good. I'm just going to wait here for a second. And so I'm the last person to go in. And I was like, Lauren, I'm like, we need to go upstairs. You need to get me clothes. So I go upstairs and I show her. And it literally, she's like, she was shocked. It literally split up the back.
Wow.
My whole ass was hanging out. Thank God she gave me clothes. And the Godfather's girlfriend, who was awesome, I just met her. She she actually was a customer. So she was like, after we got back to Lauren, she's like, oh, I have a needle and thread in my car. Do you want me to fix it? And at first I'm like, why the fuck didn't you fix it before? But then I was like, yes, please fix it. So she fixed it and it was fine. But I mean, I just kept Lauren's clothes on. But I was so thankful that the second split was not the first split, because I would have not been able to stand there. I would have been, it would have been.
I can totally picture you with your ass out.
I know.
Everybody's looking. It sounds like one of those comedies, you know?
Thank God I knew. Like, I wasn't like this stupid person who like didn't feel it or hear it.
Yeah.
So thank God I knew that it split.
Yeah.
That would have been worse if I'm standing there up there and it's like a huge split with my ass hanging out and I have no idea. But it was so embarrassing.
What a story.
I know, of course. And I come home that night after, I'm there till like 9 o'clock, and I walk in and I'm wearing Lauren's clothes, and my mom's like, why are you wearing different clothes? I'm like, don't ask. And she's like, what happened? And I tell her, I tell my whole family, because my nephew's there, my two brothers are there, my, you know, sister-in-law, my brother's girlfriend, everybody's there. And I tell them, and they are laughing so hard. My mom cannot stop. She thinks anything where people fall or embarrassing stuff happens to people, she cannot, she has no sympathy. She just laughs at you and makes fun of you. But it was so ridiculous. I mean, it was awesome. It was a great day, but it was quite embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, that would get in the way, you know?
I'm just glad my ass wasn't hanging out in church. That would be so inappropriate. So I'm glad that...
Everybody's snapping up pictures and shit.
I know. You know. All of a sudden, I'm like, wow, why are people taking so many pictures of me? Oh, wait, because my ass is hanging out. Fantastic. It was so embarrassing.
Yeah.
But it was a great trip. I feel like this is what I need to do. When I go home, stay 2 or 3 days, and that's good.
That's enough.
And that's plenty of time. Because I don't fight with my parents. It's fun. There's no drama.
Right.
You know, I mean, I didn't get to see anybody else, but you know, it was nice. It was a good time. I got thunderstorms. I was happy about
that.
Oh, you
did get them.
I got thunderstorms, which I was really happy, and it was nice weather yesterday, and you know, so all around it was good.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
No problems at the airport or anything?
You know what? No. When I left on Saturday, there was nobody there.
Wow.
And
that's what you were hoping.
I was hoping. And God bless Long Beach. It's the greatest. That and Burbank.
Yeah.
But I don't fly out of Burbank because it has connecting flights to Chicago.
Right.
And I'm like,
right,
3 hours, I'm not going to connect.
It's
not worth it. So, and then on the way back, I left at 5 from Chicago, so it wasn't too packed.
Right.
And then when I landed in Long Beach last night, there were so many people.
Yeah.
Because they were all leaving then. I mean, it was so packed. But I'm just glad I missed all of it.
Yeah.
And the flights weren't that packed, which was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was good. All around, great trip, short trip.
Yeah. Now, how is it like at the security points? Do they now use the full body scan type of a thing?
Where they can see, for some people.
Where they can see naked and all that?
Oh. Is that what they can do?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
scary. Why it's been controversial, you know, and
I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
I did see a guy though when I was taking off on Saturday. He was in the full body scan, but he had a back brace.
Oh.
He had a brace all around like his midsection.
See. Okay.
So they had to do it.
Right.
But I didn't see anybody else.
Yeah.
They didn't ask me.
So, yeah, they didn't ask you into the booth.
I didn't look
stuff.
That threatening.
Yeah. I guess not.
I don't
think they care about that. I mean, they do that with older ladies and young kids too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think they even look at you, you know.
When I was with my ex-husband though, they actually pulled us out of line all the time.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe because they knew he
was a conspiracy
theorist. I know,
a young couple and shit.
Well, maybe they knew he was a conspiracy theorist. And they were like, just to fuck with him.
Yeah.
But, I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
But I didn't even know about it.
I think they should profile people. I think they should say... Yeah. I think they should say, well, this person looks suspicious and that one doesn't. And, you know, I mean, otherwise they're wasting everybody's time, you know. And
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like they're searching people that would never... carry a bomb or anything with them.
Right. I just feel, I understand what you're saying, but I feel like I don't want it to become this racial thing because of what we had at 9/11 and, you know, the terrorists. I don't want people that are from you know, the Middle East or India even to right. be targeted just because they look that way. Like, right. that's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's hard to say.
Well, life is not fair, you know, when you have to protect lives, you know.
I agree. You know. I mean, it's a touchy subject. I just don't want it to become like them look at people from the Middle East that
yeah.
look terrifying or look like, yeah. you know, a terrorist that all of a sudden they're like, oh, that person's a terrorist. Like, that's yeah. not fair.
Yeah. It's not fair, but it's part of the game, you know. I mean, if you want to fly, you have to go with the rules. And I can tell you that the Israeli airlines will pick people in, well, not really randomly, but, you yeah. know, I mean, they would profile them and stuff like that
oh, really?
All the time, yeah. And they start talking to them, asking them questions and stuff. It's not like a humiliating thing.
It's not about humiliating. I'm not saying it's humiliating necessarily. It's, you know, like, obviously, what happened to us on 9/11 was mm-hmm. beyond devastating, right?
Right.
And unfortunately, like, us as Americans, you know, we do have people from the Middle East here and from India and so right. on and so forth.
Right.
But I don't want it to be because somebody wears a turban or somebody has a beard
right.
that looks very Middle East to be singled out right away.
Yeah.
Because there's people that look like us
yeah.
that are terrorists.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I just...
Not as many, though.
Not as many, exactly. I just feel like it's just... I don't... creating more racism against a certain group is... Mm-hmm. Is not good. I mean, I'm not racist against any group, you yeah. know, I accept everybody for who they are.
Right.
But it's just, that's hard. So
but,
I understand.
But, you know, what you're saying is for a small group, then everybody has to go through all the hell of security at the airport, you know, just because of small groups and shit.
I understand that. I
yeah.
mean, it's just, I'm not saying I know what to do because I right. don't. I think
yeah.
it's a difficult subject.
You just want it to be fair.
I want it to be fair. I want it to be where, you know what, people don't feel like they're singled out because of the way they look.
Right.
And I want that to, but I also want us to be safe. So mm-hmm. it's like, so what do we do?
Right.
Do we all get profiled when we go there?
No.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know, so you know what, I'm sure sometime in the future they'll come up with something. They'll have our profiles before we even get on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
They could do a background check once we book the ticket.
Right.
They could do a background check on us and see.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the way to go.
Maybe. Maybe
wow,
that's the
maybe
way
I
to
just
go.
I just thought of that. Maybe
yeah.
I just invented something else.
I hate to disappoint you, but I think they've been
damn
thinking
it.
About it
Sam,
for a while.
Just go with it. Just
I'm going with it. I'm going with it.
Just pretend.
We
I
just gotta get things straight here, you know.
I know. I mean, I definitely feel safe being scanned, and I hate saying that because it's such a hassle at times.
Right.
I remember the days when it was just. We walked on. It was no big deal. We could meet our friends at the gates. Like, it wasn't a big deal at all.
Yeah.
But now, obviously, things are changing. And, you
yeah.
know, it's to protect us. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I understand that.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, there hasn't been any hijacking or anything with of an Israeli plane in years, you know, in decades, actually.
Really?
And
when
that's
was the
because
last time?
They know about security. Oh. I think in the 70s there
okay.
was something when I was a kid, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't remember anything since then. And apparently it works, you know. And that's the thing, is that when it comes to security, the hell with political correctness, you know. You got to keep people safe. And you do whatever you have to. And so that's what I'm saying. You know, when you fly to Israel or out of Israel,
mm-hmm.
they already have your name on a list.
Oh, they do.
And yeah, okay. so I'm sure they do some kind of a background check on you before. And then...
They do a full body scan, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they
yeah,
do.
They do all kinds of scans, yeah.
Like, to everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, no, not to
oh.
everybody. Actually, when you're in Israeli, they just let you through.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which was pretty cool. Yeah, I didn't have to wait in long lines.
Oh, that's great.
But at the same time, you know, you have to, you know, protect. You don't know what the next person's going to look like, you know?
So you think that they should do full body scans, is what you're saying?
I think they should do whatever's necessary, yeah.
You
know, if that works, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I'm just saying I don't think they should do it with everyone, you know?
Got it.
But that's my opinion. What can I tell you?
Yeah, it's just, again, it's so hard to know. I mean, people that look so
yeah.
unassuming can be the ones that are,
right?
You know what I mean? You
yeah.
just never know.
Yeah.
I don't, it's, you know, it's, somebody told me.
Controversial.
Well, somebody told me, and I thought this was I mean, it's kind of on the topic. It's not the best segue stuff, but we'll just go with it. Somebody, who was it? I think my brother's girlfriend told me that in the news the other day, did you see this where two kids in high school were friends with this girl and they decided that they wanted to kill her?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I don't know the whole story, and if somebody knows, call in and tell us, but just friends with her, and yeah. I don't know if they were bored, but they just said, we want to kill her, and really? I don't know how they did it, but they ended up killing her.
Really? And mm-hmm. how old are they?
In high school.
Oh, high school.
It's just like, you know, from here, like, you just, I don't know, if people, once people get things stuck in their craw, they you know what I mean? It's just, it's really fucked up. I'm sorry to say. That really disturbed me. And I don't even know the story.
Yeah.
But
there's nothing like teasing a story without knowing shit about it.
I know, right?
It.
You and I do this all the time. We are so...
We like the headlines, so we go with it.
We are the king and queens of knowing a little bit about a lot. It just sucks. Like, we go with the story, and it sounds so amazing, and then there's no payoff.
Yeah.
So somebody call in if you know the story. But I found it really disturbing.
Yeah.
Ugh. Whatever. I'm sorry I had to share that with you.
Yeah.
I just, go ahead.
No, so in the headlines, they're talking about radiation from cell phones. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've been talking a lot about it, but now they're saying the World Health Organization said that, there's like, there's radiation, you know, and it's dangerous, may cause cancer.
Jeez.
So, but then, you know, everything can cause cancer.
I was going to say, everything causes cancer.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Everybody's going to end up with cancer.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would give up their phones anytime soon.
Well, what are we supposed to do? What are they saying? Not use them?
I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Good luck with that. All of a sudden.
Use landlines.
Yeah,
does anybody even have any?
I know. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Yeah, you don't need one.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that that's not the best for you, but at the same time, like... I'm not going to sit here and worry
you
about
gotta
it.
You've got to go on living.
We're all going to die at some point, so.
Yeah, exactly. From something, right?
From something.
Yeah.
If it's not a cell phone, it's got to...
Yeah, it's going to be something else, so what the
exactly.
hell?
Exactly. You know? I saw this... I actually think this is funny. Well, not funny. This is bad, but it's kind of funny. The headline is STD e-cards.
Yeah.
And it says, would you send an STD e-card? Okay, so, hold on. So, I guess that there's a free website called InSpot.org that has allowed users to anonymously notify their partners to get tested for STDs.
Really? So anonymously, like they wouldn't know?
That's what I'm saying. So, anonymously, you're sending an STD card. Like, hey, not like happy birthday,
right.
Or maybe happy birthday and get tested for STDs.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess you send it anonymously. And I'm like, I mean, that's disturbing, first of all. Then you're going to be like, who
that's implying, that you have a lot of partners.
Well, but also, like, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, who was not man enough to step up and be like, I have an STD. I maybe gave it to you.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to do it anonymously.
Right.
So you can put your... I'm sorry to be this vulgar. You can put your dick inside of me and fuck me. But then you're going to send me an anonymous STD card. Oh, get tested. Fuck you. That's what I would say to you. I'm sorry. That pisses me off. But I don't know if people actually use this. I find it rather disturbing, to be honest.
It is disturbing. I mean, it's like, you know, it's dangerous. You know, people put you in danger when they have sex with you if they have STDs, you know, especially AIDS.
But what's so crazy is just, like, I understand that this website is, like, it's a touchy subject.
Right.
And it's embarrassing. And nobody really wants to give anybody STDs.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you're intimate with somebody and you're having sex with them, I would want somebody to respect me enough to call me up or sit me down in person and say, look, I have gonorrhea. You might want to get tested.
Yeah.
I don't know. Out of respect.
Yeah.
I would think. That would be.
But I'd still be pissed because you didn't tell me in advance, you know?
I agree. But to be fair, I mean, granted, you should be up on your... You should get tested. You should know. Some people actually don't, which
I
is
see.
Scary.
Okay. So you figure after you have the sex, you discover that you have STDs, so you let the other person know.
Well, it's... Yeah, because, like, sometimes if you're not... If you're just meeting somebody and you're, you know, sleeping with them,
right.
they might have slept with somebody the night before and got a disease from them.
Right.
You know? So you don't know necessarily who you're sleeping with. But you would hope that people that you choose, you know, gets tested and, you know, so on and so forth. But I find this a little uncomfortable. I would be so pissed if I got an STD. I would seriously hunt this person down and fucking punch him in the face. Seriously. It would piss me off. But actually, that was kind of funny, too.
Yeah.
I would never send an STD card. Just saying. Yeah. I don't know about you, Sam, but...
No, I don't think I would.
Okay, that's good. Neither of us would. We're good people.
Yeah. We don't send cards.
We don't send STD cards. We send happy birthday e-cards, but not STD e-cards.
Yeah.
We're better people. Did you see also... why can't I think of her name? Jane Seymour. She came out about Arnold. You know how we were talking when he first came out, and I said to you, "Oh, I'm sure this is not his only love child."
But you did say that.
I did say that. And Jane Seymour came out saying that she doesn't think that it's his only one. That she knows of people that knows him very well.
Oh yeah.
And she thinks that there's a couple other love childs of his.
Oh wow.
I was like, "What? I was right, bitches. I was right about something."
Well, we're going to find out soon enough, I'm sure.
I'm sure this is
people
why...
People can't keep any secret these days, you know?
But also, I mean, this is disturbing. I just want to know if he has, like, 17 children out there, how do you keep all of this quiet? Like, all the money he had to pay them?
Yeah.
You know, child support, but also just to pay them to shut up for all these years?
Yeah, yeah. Keep them happy with money and, yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine it.
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, impaired judgment there. And you know, I don't know what we can do with these people.
Well, there's really nothing that we can do. But the fact of the matter is just, I mean, I feel bad for her and the kids. Like, this is, it's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
If it's to come out that he has, like, numerous kids, I mean.
How much worse can it get? I don't know.
I don't know how much worse can it get.
His reputation is already fucking shot.
Exactly.
You know?
But it's just now it's just comical that it's just like, oh, now he has 5 kids. Yeah. Oh, 10. Like, how many kids does he have? I'm just wondering, you know, what's going to come out. So.
Yeah. And besides, why do you have to have a kid every time you cheat? I don't understand that. Put a fucking rubber on, you know?
You've said that so many times.
I know.
So it's true. Yeah. But, you know, it happens. Condoms break. You just
don't know. I mean, you know, I've had sex with many women in my life. I never got anybody pregnant that I didn't want to. You know?
There we go.
You got to watch yourself.
You have control over your sperm.
Exactly.
You tell your sperm not to go into and meet with an egg and get pregnant. You have control.
No, I just squirt somewhere else.
That's smart. That is smart. That's but guys are stupid. I'm sorry. Not all men.
No, but some are stupid. Yeah.
And women are crazy. It's just, that's just the way it is. Yeah. I'm generalizing here, guys. Don't call in and get mad at me. I'm just generalizing here.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've had experience with both, so I can say that now.
Yeah.
Crazy. My dad and I were actually talking about this yesterday in the car. He was like, women are crazy. And I was like, I know. I was like, they say one thing and mean another. Mm. And then they're pissed about stuff from months ago. And then they bring it up, and you're like, oh, my God, I thought that this was over.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like the guy right now, but trust me, I've done it.
Yeah.
Trust me. I'm a woman. I've done it.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm fighting about something with my ex-husband. All of a sudden, I'm like bringing something from a year ago. And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you talking about? I thought this was over.
Where did this come from?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I kind of feel bad for the guys. They're a little, you know.
Yeah.
And then they're dumb, so they don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
See, it's difficult.
See if you feel sorry for these people. Now,
what?
This is you can file this under Aren't You Glad You Live in America, okay? In Egypt, okay, apparently they arrested protesters, female protesters, and they conducted what they said, what they called virginity checks with these women. And... I mean, can you even begin to wonder what the hell they were doing?
So they're having sex with them?
No, I think they would just like probably finger them and stuff to see what's going on, you know?
Are you serious?
Yeah, and they're saying they did this because they wanted to make sure the women didn't claim that they were raped. So they wanted to make sure that they were virgins before. And so apparently none of them were.
But none of them were virgins?
Virgins.
Okay.
I mean, I'm asking you, you know?
I'm a little like, I don't even know what to say about this. But that's like molesting.
It is. Of course it is. You know?
So,
I mean, I can imagine these men sitting there calling this virginity check, you know? And it's like, you know, get naked, let us finger you and see what's going on inside.
Oh,
you know?
My God. How many women?
I think there were a bunch of them. 17 women.
Holy crap.
Allegations of torture or virginity tests.
That is so effed up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I really don't even know what to say about it. Like, I'm just completely dumbfounded.
I know. And this is supposed to be like the newer government and stuff. But, you know, it's, you know, this is the military doing this shit, you know.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is your military and you think that they're there to protect you?
Yeah, exactly. And these were like the protesters from, you know, they were trying to overthrow the government and stuff. So. Yeah, they just picked him on the street. And
nothing's going to happen to these guys, right?
I'm sure.
But it's just going to be okay. You molested women and it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Or you quote unquote check their virginity to see.
Yeah.
And then
don't
these
you
women
just
are
love
just,
what they call it?
I just don't know how, I mean.
I'm thinking of like kids trying to entice girls, you know, to play doctor or something. And they would call it virginity check or something like that, you know?
I mean, when you're a kid, it's like, okay, so you're whatever, you're testing out whatever. It's two kids, fine. But you know what? That's really, really disturbing.
Yeah.
And these were like older kids, or they're doing it to like young girls too? I'm not that it's okay to do
it. No, these are women, you know, these are women.
That is so messed up.
Yeah.
I am really uncomfortable and angry talking about it.
No, I know that, you know.
I can say from me being molested as a child, I mean, I was a child, and to have somebody do something that you don't want, that it's uncomfortable, that you didn't
understand.
Ask for, that you didn't, you don't understand. And now these women are grown women, but at the same time, they're like children. They can't speak up about it.
Yeah.
They have to let it be. Or what are these guys going to do? Kill them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Beat them up. I mean, God knows what they're going to do.
I'm sure.
But that's really, really messed up.
Yeah.
It makes me really angry.
And it happens all the time, you know, in all these countries, you know. I mean, a lot of stuff we don't even know that happens, you know.
But it's like, it's like as Americans, we want to go there and just fuck these people up. Sorry to say.
Yeah.
Not that I want to inflict any pain or on anybody. But at the same time, like, I'm not okay with watching it, as most people are. But sometimes it's their culture, and you can't.
Yeah.
What are you going to say about it?
Yeah. Well,
you can't come in and change everything.
Yeah.
And save everything. Like, I can't save every dog.
Yeah.
You know? You know.
I know.
Or else
you
I
can't
would.
Save every dog. I know that. That's a problem for you.
Oh, stop. I love it.
Yeah.
You know. But I would if I could. You know that.
Yeah, I do. I know. So The Hangover Part 2
was
a hit. No. Made $85 million, $86 million in 3 days.
I heard it was terrible.
Really?
I heard.
Somebody went to see it. They told us it was very funny.
I heard it was just the same as the first one.
Really?
Which it looks the same as the first one.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, I heard it was the exact same.
Yeah.
So
probably, but maybe that's why it got... You know, it got a lot of, it didn't get great reviews, I don't think, you know, but a lot of people went to see it.
Yeah.
So, you know, over the 5 days, it made $137 million. Dollars. You know, and when you think about it, this is not a movie with special effects and everything.
I know.
They obviously made a lot of money on this movie.
Well, because, I mean, you didn't like the first one. I loved the first one. I thought it was fantastic.
A lot of people did,
And I just love Bradley Cooper. He's so hot. But, you know, not bad to look at. But I am going to see it because I love the first one.
Right.
But in the previews, I'm like, it looks the exact freaking same.
Yeah.
You know, which makes me mad. But I really like Zach, whatever his name is, Galifianakis.
Yeah. Is it the bearded guy?
The short fat guy.
I know. It's like suddenly you see him everywhere.
He's awesome.
Yeah?
He was a comedian for years.
Oh.
I think he's from Canada, I think. I don't know. Maybe I just made that up. But he's awesome. I think he's so funny, and he's great in this. He's good in everything he does, I think. But yeah, I don't know. I definitely am going to see it, but I don't have any expectations, that's for sure.
Okay.
I'm excited to see Kung Fu Panda.
Really?
Too. Yeah. Did you see the first one?
No.
It's so cute. Oh, my God. It's so cute. I can't even take it.
Yeah.
I
know. I like those animated movies.
Do you?
Yeah.
So, you should check it out. It's great.
So Kung Fu Panda 2 was kind of, they're saying it's a mildly disappointing start.
Oh.
It made $48 million over 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
They're saying the original debuted to $60
million. Oh, and, yeah. Wow. I thought it would be bigger than that.
Without being 3D.
Wow, I did not.
Yeah. Well, that's just what it opened to, you know? I'm sure it made a lot more money than that.
No, but I just would think it would be bigger because the first one was really big.
Yeah.
I mean, people really liked it.
Yeah.
But and Jack Black is so funny as the panda.
Yeah.
I adore him too.
Yeah.
I think he's a great actor. Did you ever see High Fidelity?
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You actually might like it. It's about music. It's a cute little love story. Do you like John Cusack at all?
Yeah. He's fun.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
I would recommend seeing that movie. It's really a great movie.
Did you see Jack Black sing at American Idol?
Yes, I did.
That was funny, huh?
I know.
Yeah, but he could hold a tune, this guy. You
didn't know that?
No.
Oh, because you haven't seen. He sang in High Fidelity.
I see. Okay.
He was phenomenal. Mm. But he also has this band. Let me try that again. He also has this band, if I can speak, Tenacious D.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a.
So it's a real band.
It's a real band, him and this other guy. And then they did a movie, I cannot remember the name of it, but it's about them becoming a band.
Right.
And a couple of years ago. And he's funny. I mean, they're kind of quirky when they sing, but they're actually really talented.
Right. Yeah.
And he's got an amazing voice.
Really?
He's a little fat white guy. He's got a great voice.
Who's an actor,
very
actually.
Unassuming, you know? But yeah, he's really great. He sings... Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On in High Fidelity.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
Really?
He's phenomenal. Because he's got such character, too, and he really plays it up when he's on stage. He's just, I adore him. I think he's great. I'd marry him.
Yeah?
If he wasn't
You
married.
Would.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't marry him in a second. Him and Will Ferrell, I find super sexy.
Really? Because they're funny. Women like funny men, right?
I like kind of dorkier guys.
Yeah.
I like something a little bit off. I don't like guys that are too perfect. They'll look a little too gay for me. Nothing wrong with being gay, but it's just not, you know what I mean? I like guys with a little something off about
them. That's funny, yeah.
I think Jack Black is so, sexy, and I think Will Ferrell is so sexy. I don't know what it is. It's just, maybe it is the humor. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, women, it's always like, you know, the first thing is, what do you like about this guy? Oh, he makes me laugh.
Yeah, I need somebody to make me laugh.
Yeah.
That's a turn on.
You know, that kind of, it's like looking at guys like fucking clowns, you know, like, can you entertain me? Can you make me laugh, you know?
So much pressure.
Yeah.
Entertain me all the time. No, but guys like to be funny.
Right.
Like, I mean, I even like to be funny, but I'm not funny all the time. Yeah. Well, I'm just kidding. I'm not. I'm kidding. But no, guys like to be funny. So if you laugh at them, it just feeds their ego.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I'm so amazing, you know?
That's true.
But I laugh at a lot. So I don't know. I do love funny guys.
Yeah.
Maybe it would get old, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see Will Ferrell, though. I mean, I
really?
Don't get that.
Do you not think he's funny?
No. No. I don't like his movies. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's. I think he's hilarious.
You like him? Yeah.
I think he's great, and I guess he's a really nice guy.
Mm.
My friend did photography on. Oh my God, what's that? Talladega Nights with him and John C. Reilly.
Right.
He said Will Ferrell was the nicest guy. He said John C. Reilly, not so much.
Uh-huh.
He's like, but Will Ferrell is awesome.
Wow.
So, which makes me happy.
Yeah.
You know. Because I like meeting, or knowing, not meeting, I haven't met him, but my dad said, Will Ferrell, you should stick with women.
There
thanks,
you go.
Pops. Wow, I got the okay from my dad. Great, thanks, Dad. No, I just think he's so cute. I mean, I like Bradley Cooper and Justin Timberlake and Robert Pattinson better, but, you know.
Yeah.
Those are my crushes right now. They change.
They change, the times, yeah.
I mean, Justin Timberlake I've liked for a really long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. He's so sexy. What man doesn't like him? He does everything. He's like, I don't think he is of this world. He just does everything good. Everything he does is good. And he's so hot and he's so nice. And he's, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Wow.
I just love him.
Yeah.
But whatever. That's just me.
What's it like being him, I wonder?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, he's awesome. And all these girls are obsessed with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got so much money. He's so talented. I heard he's really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Rich, talented, handsome. Of course you'd want him. Why not? Who wouldn't?
Seriously. Right? It would be stupid enough to say no. Even a guy. If he came to you, Sam, and he was like, Sam, I really want to be with you. And you were like, shit, okay. All right. I mean, come on. You'd have to. He's so hot.
I wouldn't have to do anything.
Well, true.
No, get the fuck out of here.
Come on. Then you'd be famous, though. They'd be like, this is Justin's new guy. I don't think he's gay, though. I think he's actually totally straight. He's dated some beautiful women, too.
Yeah, he has.
Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
That's about all. No, Cameron Diaz. But she's looking a little long in the tooth there. Yeah. What does that mean? What does long in the tooth mean?
Older.
It does?
Getting
is that
older,
what that means?
Yeah.
Where did they get that expression from?
That I don't know.
I want to know where that comes from. I say it all the time. I have no idea what it means. Shocking that I talk about something and I have no idea what it means.
Yeah, well, these are expressions, I mean, we're used to saying them. Sometimes we don't understand what the hell they mean or where they come from.
I know. Oh, my God. I have to say this. I'm very excited about. Did you like Lord of the Rings?
No.
Oh, God, of course you didn't, because it's fantasy. Why did I even ask? I was obsessed and still am obsessed, and they're doing The Hobbit, which is...
Yes, similar, right?
It's the prequel.
The prequel, that's
to
right.
To Lord of the Rings. And there's two parts now to The Hobbit. Mm-hmm. And the first one's coming out in 2012, and the second one is in 2013. Mm-hmm. And they're shooting it now, and I am so excited. I can't even tell. I know you need to know that, but I am so excited. I just read it.
Well, no, I'm excited for you.
It's got it. And Peter Jackson is, I don't think he's directing it. I think he's producing it.
Because
he directed Lord of the Rings.
Right.
But I think he's just producing it. And I can't take how excited I am. They're shooting it again in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And they started it in March. So I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
It's going to be different characters, different actors, right?
No, some of the same. Like, what's his name? Sir Ian McKellen, mm-hmm. who plays Gandalf, he's back. And Elijah Wood is back. And Cate Blanchett is back. Mm. And Andy Serkis is back. And there's a guy, Martin Freeman, who is actually a British actor. He was on The Office, the British version of The Office, the original.
Right.
And, he is actually playing Bilbo Baggins, Bilbo was played by the British actor. I can't think of his name. He was an alien. Did you ever see that movie?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Uh-huh.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
He played... Now I don't know the names. I need to do more research. I can't think of his name, but he was an alien. He's a big actor, big British actor. He played Bilbo in Lord of the Rings, but now they're obviously going for... when he was younger.
Mm.
So Martin Freeman plays Bilbo now in this one. And I he's an amazing actor, and I am so excited. I can't even take it.
Okay.
I am such a dork. I am such a nerd. I'm surprised I don't get dressed up in elf costume.
I know, and go to the conventions and shit. Star Trek conventions.
I know. Did you ever see, oh my God, did you ever see Trekkies?
Yes.
You have? You've seen the documentary?
Yes.
It's one of my favorite documentaries I've ever seen in my life. It is so disturbing that these people are so crazy.
I know.
But it's just like, and if anybody hasn't seen it out there, I highly recommend watching this movie. It's just they follow maybe like five or six people that are obsessed with Star Trek.
Right.
And they just follow them in their normal lives. And I can't even tell you, there are people that get dressed up as the characters. I don't really understand. I've never watched Star Trek. I like Star Wars. I don't like Star Trek, but I don't understand what people that exist in that world, but they get dressed up. And I remember this one woman she would wear her outfit, her Star Trek outfit every day to work, and they would have to call her Commander.
Really? And she wore it to work?
She wore it to work.
Oh, my God.
And they would have to call her commander at work. Like, that was her name. And I was like, this is awesome. And people would go along with it, and they would they would treat her as a commander, however, whatever that is. But it's real. It's not even just it was beyond the conferences, the conventions. Thank
yeah.
you. The conventions that they would go to, they would dress like this every day.
Yeah.
And they would swear by it. They'd live in this world. Yeah. It was fascinating.
I know. Absolutely fascinating. I know. It is fascinating. When
disturbing.
You think about it.
and yet disturbing. But I laughed the whole time. I couldn't take it.
Yeah.
I highly recommend watching it.
It's funny when people are that devoted to a show, you know?
I know. I mean, they really are just... Which I think as an actor, if I was in Star Trek, I would be so happy and grateful that we would have these type of fans that just go above and beyond and really love you and love the series. And you're doing it for them. I mean, that's such a great feeling.
Yeah.
Like when you're out of it, you're like, oh, my God.
Exactly. You laugh behind their back.
And then they have like a language, I guess. It's I don't
Klingon.
Yeah, Klingon. You know, I love it. I love that you know.
I know of it.
Klingon.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
It's really weird, and people speak it, and they would show in the documentary people speaking it to each other, and it was like I just couldn't take them seriously. I'm sorry.
Oh God.
But you know what? Everybody lives in their own fantasy.
Yeah.
World, as I do.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to learn Elvish from Lord of the Rings to talk to people. I mean, that would just be a little messed up. As obsessed as I am about it, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, man.
But
that's funny.
I am definitely quite excited about that.
Yeah. I don't know how people can get fanatical about these things, but they do, you know? I mean, they really live out the show. And, you know. Maybe there's something to it. Who knows? Maybe we'll try it sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Dress up as a Star Wars character and go to a convention.
I would totally do it with you, Sam. Maybe we should do that on our show. That would be one of our segments.
I know.
We'll
find it would out. Look so stupid.
It would be amazing. We need to video. What can I speak today? You know what I'm talking about. Take video of it. But then we could post it on our website.
Yeah.
And people can watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be such a disaster. Should we make costumes?
Yeah, we would make costumes too. I don't even dress up for Halloween. You really think I would do this one?
Sam, how great would that segment be, though? Seriously.
I know.
People would know we were fakes, though.
You think so?
Yeah. Because we wouldn't know anything.
That's
we wouldn't
true,
know.
Huh?
They'd ask us, like, what character we love or what character we are.
Yeah.
And I would, I don't know. I don't know anything about Star Trek.
Yeah.
I just was never a fan.
Yeah.
But Star Wars.
The Star Wars you like.
Well, the original Star Wars,
right.
4, 5, and 6.
Right.
1, 2, and 3. Psh,
terrible,
I pretend
huh?
that they weren't even made.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what George Lucas was thinking, or if he was thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, but look, I mean, he's amazing. I mean, what he made the first time around. I just think it was unnecessary.
Yeah, I think the first three are good for the fanatics, the big fans of the show, of the movies, you know?
They were so
but,
good.
Yeah. But I know, like, The Empire Strikes Back, that was a good movie.
Yeah,
you know?
Like Star Wars A New Hope, the first one was great. Well, the fourth one was great, but, you know, and because it started out 4, 5, 6.
Right.
But 1, 2, and 3, the problem is Lucas came out saying that he wants to do away with actors,
mm-hmm.
and he only wants the character, like, CG. Like,
computer animated characters.
Absolutely.
Really?
That's what he said. He came out in a statement, and it shows in the 1, 2, and 3. Like, it shows how bad these are. And Natalie Portman is an amazing actress, and she was awful in them.
Yeah.
She was awful.
Yeah.
Everybody was awful in 1, 2, and 3. I mean, everybody was awful as actors.
Yeah.
And they're not awful actors, you know, but he just doesn't know how to direct.
Mm.
But then it's like, 4, 5, and 6 was so great. I don't know if he had some help from somebody on there. I really don't
It's because they were the original ones, you know, and I think just like The Matrix, you know, the sequels were not great.
Oh, yeah.
The original one was great, you know, because you don't know what to expect, you know, and I think that works well. But nobody really liked the sequel or the prequels of Star Wars.
No, I thought the third one was the best one out of those, but it was still
Return
just...
of the Jedi or something.
No.
You mean the third ones? Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Attack of the Clones or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I can't even. I'm erasing it from my memory for the rest of my life because it sucked. But I don't know. I would say You've seen 4, 5, and 6, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, at least
I've
seen
all
that.
Of them, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you feel the same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
As most people do.
All right, Stephanie.
All right, Sammy.
That's it for today. We stayed awake through the show. I'm very proud of us.
That's awesome. We bore ourselves. That's great. Hope you have a good one, guys.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. See you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.